Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Got some special guests in the building. We have T.I. Tiny.
Just say the Harrises, man.
And the Harrises.
I like that. I like that.
The Harrises are here.
Just say the Harrises, bro.
Of course, yeah. The Family Hustle. Good morning, guys.
What's happening?
Good morning.
Y'all done turned this reality TV thing into a family hustle for real. You got Messiah doing movies. Y'all on season 5.
That's right.
Messiah and Jemima refused to stand in the back. They said no.
Yeah, that's how I like them, like back there, like security. You know what I'm saying? That's how the white boys had their son.
Have you had to swing on these two young men yet?
Nah,
they getting up there in age. They gonna try daddy soon.
Nah, man, I don't believe so. Nah, they good kids, man.
Okay,
they good kids on and off the TV.
They know they ain't never really been in no real life or death situation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's cool. But the key is to get them ready for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
How is it raised? I mean, we see the show, but how is it raising kids coming from where you came from? The trap, the hood, you know, they're a little privileged.
I mean, yeah, but I don't compare their life to mine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's an unfair comparison off top. Just I think the goal is to make sure that they have a better life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in doing that, you know what I'm saying, that kind of like disqualifies you from being able to compare your life to theirs. Do you want it better or do you want it the same?
But do you instill some of those things that you had to deal with growing up with them?
I try to. You know, mm-hmm. I try to take what I went through and I try to implement it, but keeping in mind, it's not the same.
No way.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a hard balance between trying to make sure they have what you didn't have, but then making sure that they don't feel too, you know, like things come too easy sometimes.
You just gotta be creative. You know,
like I said, your daughter's moving out. She wanted a $4,000 a month apartment.
Yeah.
Which I can't blame her. I can't blame her.
It's ridiculous, though.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, see, you can't afford it mentality is how people go broke. You know what I'm saying? We can afford it. Let's get it. We can afford it. Let's get that. Well, you know it, you can't afford it no more.
Gotcha.
You know
what I mean?
Which one of your sons wanted a private jet? I forget which one of you said, I want a.
Oh, the head scratcher.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he though? I mean, he sees those kind of things. He should have those kind of aspirations.
Sure, but you should want to, you know, pay for it yourself. You know what I mean? That's not a gift to give. You know what I'm saying? I know nobody who like just gave.
You didn't
a
say you wanted as a gift. You just want one.
Now you say wanted for a 16th birthday. He said, don't worry about a car. Just get me a jet. Just gonna pull my jet up. To the sweet 16.
I feel you.
That's what the man said.
Now, we always had a discussion of you got to take your kids to the hood. If you came from the hood, you got to take your kids to the hood to show them where you came from so they know not to be there and to get some hood in them. I'm like, for what?
Well, no, I mean, I got to take them there to see their great grandfather.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's their reason to go over there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they good. They can go. They got, you know, cousins and uncles and aunties. And you know what I mean? They can pull up in many different spots most people can't go to. But the question is, how long will they choose to stay?
Got you.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, the kids are all growing up, right?
Yes.
And I keep hearing y'all say you wouldn't be against having maybe one more.
Where you heard that from?
Not against it. Not that you want to, but you wouldn't be
against
it happening.
I just like kids.
There you go. I'm in the same boat. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Y'all got enough money to adopt now, though.
Yeah.
Adopt.
That's what people do when they can't have kids. Eh? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, if a baby ended up on my doorstep and needed a home, mm-hmm. I would.
You might not want to put that out there.
I would exhaust.
There's gonna be a lot of babies.
Might be a 17-year-old to end up on your doorstep.
I would exhaust all remedies before deciding. You know what I'm saying?
Because in a lot of ways, y'all like the new Huxtables, the new Rev Run. Bill Cosby took in like a stepchild and the little girl, the cousin.
That was fake.
Or whatever, okay?
That's
in real life.
This is a real show.
Right? Olivia. No, not her too, but the other one.
What other one?
Was it Pam?
Pam.
Oh,
you must not know how many kids and cousins and nieces and nephews.
Okay.
We got Pams. We got Pams on Pams on Pams.
And Rev Run even adopted a baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but I think, I think, once again, I think that there was a complication with the biological
way
of having a
baby. So therefore, that's the way they chose to add to the family. We don't, I mean, I'm, you know, praise God, you know, we don't necessarily have that.
Yeah, you don't have no issue. Issues.
But I'm not the one that got to have the baby. You know what I'm saying? So I'm, you know, my work is done. My work is done, you know, by nightfall.
I would enjoy a girl, but I don't know. It might turn out to be another boy and I'll be crying.
What
again.
You mean?
He said another boy.
Boys are good.
Yeah, I love them. Yes. I would like a girl.
They are so much
less complicated. But Nikki's about to leave the house, so she wants another little girl in the house.
But see, the girls want to remain special. You know what I'm saying?
They
both
do.
Of the girls want to remain the only girls in the family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's good for them. I ain't got a problem with whatever it is. Bring it on.
I was surprised you were okay with her getting her own apartment, and Tiny was more than one that seemed like at first a little.
Yeah, it's kind of the other way. It's
I thought
way
it was
going
to be the other way around.
Yeah, I want them all out the house. I want them all out the house.
She's a girl, though. She's just not ready.
No, listen.
Let me tell it.
As a parent, y'all always applaud us on how good parents, how such good parents we are, right?
Yeah.
You see, the true report card for a parent is when you raise a child from a baby to a young adult, and then you see how well you've done once they get out there and establish lives of their own.
But we all make mistakes, though.
True.
Right.
Yes, true.
You made them, I made them, we all made them.
Absolutely, but we would never be who we are if we weren't allowed to make them. If we had the luxury or the benefit of staying in the house and never had to leave, Would we be who we are today?
Absolutely not.
All right, then. You got to get them out there and give them opportunity, man, to fall or fly.
But it's not never leave. It's just, you know, girls move a little slower because you don't want to throw your girls out there to the wolves.
But she said she read it. But leave when? Leave when? When do they leave?
And women do mature faster than men.
No,
leave when they marry.
Leave
when
they marry. Get out of town. No, for real. They leave about 20, 21.
21. But going to college, you leave the house at 17 and be done.
But if she, man. But sometimes not. Sometimes they go to school.
Grown,
she did. She was slick, though. She asked you, when did you move
That's
out?
That's very true.
When you want to be grown, she did, you leave the house. You want to do grown folk things. You want to be...
They can do them outside the house and come back home.
No.
That's what you do. Grown, you don't...
Because when you're doing grown folk stuff, it come home with you.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No,
what
it
is
doesn't.
Grown folk stuff now, T.I.? Be specific.
And...
That's
what
I'm doing.
Watch your mouth. Stuff we can't discuss on The Breakfast Club.
You know yes, you can. Messiah is doing that. Grown folk stuff. He got a girlfriend and everything.
I forgot. This is The Breakfast Club.
That's my biggest fear. I got a six-year-old and another girl on the way. So that's my biggest fear once they get about 17, 18.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
What you mean?
So you got all girls.
All girls. Player's curse, man.
That's good.
Player's curse.
So, yeah, but now, I mean, yeah, that's all that kind of stuff. You know, having people spend the night and... You know what I mean? And smoking and drinking and stuff and
who's
just
doing
stuff.
That?
Listen, man.
No one's doing that in the home.
It's time.
But if they by themselves, they'll do it.
That's why they need their own place.
Right, no.
Because you don't want to know about it.
That's what I'm just saying.
You just
rather
keep them from having their own place so they don't do it so much.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, guys. I have two ways about me, man. It's just very. It's either, okay, that's my child. And I'm going to make sure that I put the proper things in place to protect and make sure that they straight. Or, man, they grown. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing I can do about it. Them the two gears I got.
Yeah.
I ain't got no hybrid gears of, oh, they my child, but they old enough to do what they want to do. And nah, man, listen, man. Which one is it?
Yeah.
You know, either that's my baby, and I'm going to make sure the thing's in place to make sure that things go right in her life. But now system's going to have to be in place now, checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
Or... That you're grown, you know what I mean? You're grown,
mother,
and I respect
you
that you're old enough to do what you want to do.
Now, how y'all make a decision? Because she feels one way, you feel the other way. Who wins?
I mean, really, you know, the child is the tiebreaker because she grown. She old
so
enough.
You win.
Her vote old enough to count. She want to do it. I support it. Her mama don't. I mean, mama going to have to... Roll
I mean,
with it.
I'm just letting her. I'm gonna see. Hopefully, she don't come back and say, so I can say, I told you so. You weren't ready.
Now listen.
Now
be careful, because it sounds like you counting on your kid to lose on that one.
No,
now be careful.
I mean, but you know, anything, things can happen, and they come back home, and you be like, you know, you
things
shouldn't.
Happen at 23, 24, 25. It don't matter how old.
And you would welcome her with open arms. Though,
right now. We ain't conversation. We ain't both there.
That's my baby.
And we all. Hey, look, we are. If it don't work, of course they always have somewhere to fall back on. But in between the time of them trying and it not working, we got One less kid out there.
Tanya, you one of them parents that you want the kids to always depend on you?
No, not necessarily. I want them to need me.
In a word, yes.
It was cute. She said you'll be over there all the time anyway.
Who'll be over there?
Me.
Yeah, she said her mom, you know, she'll be over her house all the time, her apartment anyway all the time.
No, she won't.
Yeah.
We're going to always be there to check in, drop in.
You going to have the keys?
If it's not, listen, if I'm not paying for it, no.
Okay.
I shouldn't have no keys. If I ain't got no, if I ain't chipping in on it, I ain't got no, I ain't have nothing to say there. It's not my house.
All right. Now, it's interesting to me, T.I., because you always used to complain about the fame. Well, not complain about it, but you was like, that's one of the things you wish you could take away from the game.
Right.
But you've exposed your kids to the fame. Do you fear for them in any way?
Nah, man, not for them because, you know, like, when you're young, like, that's, it's fun.
Right.
It ain't until you actually get old enough to say, okay, I've experienced just about enough of picture taking and, you know what I'm saying,
gotcha.
Just the hype that comes with the money.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just take the money.
They all seem very well grounded though, not getting into trouble, no issues.
Who?
Like the kids.
The kids.
Like, it's not like they're famous and they're wild, you know, out there doing anything crazy.
Right. I mean, that's why
they can handle it.
They doing pretty. I mean, they doing pretty good for us. I can see what y'all got going on, and I don't know about.
Y'all only got the license. Oh yeah, you gotta wait till they get a license. When they get a license, start moving around.
Soon.
They're kind of cool. Secretive though. I think.
You said they're secretive. Well, yeah, I'm sure you were too though when you were that age.
I mean,
I ain't had nobody to keep a secret from. You know what I'm saying? It was just me.
Right.
You know, I was ripping and running the streets and just, you know, doing. If I wasn't calling collect, it wasn't no problem.
Okay.
Now, Mama, when you were younger, you dated T.I. Now, when your daughter wants to date, let's say a guy exactly like T.I.
Hot new rapper in Atlanta.
Hot new rapper
young
in
thug from the street. Tommy Kwan, maybe.
Well, the good thing is about her, she has a lot of people that. Guys that like her now, you know,
it.
But she doesn't.
Lord have
she
mercy.
Doesn't really, you know, she's not really just like, oh, she's not jumping. She has a little relationship, and I'm cool with that.
Now, Daddy, what happens? She bring a guy home, look, just remind you of you when you were young.
Do you ever walk around the house with just a gun on your shoulder?
No.
No gun.
What are you talking about, man?
Wow, Charlamagne.
No.
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 I forgot.
No.
This guy.
No.
I forgot.
No. Again, no.
Nothing crazy.
Oh, my word. Jesus.
But you got a dog. You got a big dog.
Mary and Joseph. we got security around the clock, though.
Okay.
Now, you have another new venture, the restaurant. Is that going to be featured on the new season?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, it is, because this gentleman right here, man, you know, he opened his mouth and said he thought he could run a restaurant.
Okay, that's a lot of work, but
yeah, so that's what
that's
we did. That's what we did. Lined him up, put him right in there, and got him right to working.
What's the name of the restaurant?
Scales 925.
Now, I saw there was some type of grand opening, though. What was
that? Was not a grand opening.
Okay.
That was a ribbon cutting ceremony that we held with the mayor, you know, basically.
I said we wasn't invited to the grand.
No, it wasn't a grand opening. The grand opening has yet to happen. Right now, what we're doing is called friends and family, where we just basically testing the staff and making sure that the food can, you know, from the time you order it to the time you receive it, is, you know what I'm saying, that all of our staff and all of our kitchen line cooks and whatnot can get it out on time, and that's going well this week.
What type of food?
Southern cuisine, you know, upscale Southern cuisine.
What made you decide to jump into that business?
Because there's money there. I don't get it. It's money there. The sell of food. I've always tried to be in businesses where I spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I eat out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, a restaurant, will at least that'll cut back on how much I eat out. You know what I mean?
Now, let's talk about some stuff that's in the news. Now, Tanya, are you tired of discussing your eye color yet?
They
keep writing articles about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
one this
morning.
See them.
Word.
They write an article.
Yeah, they wrote one about her and Zanique. They say they got the same eye colors.
Well, they mama and daughter, they pulled out the same eye color.
Now, T.I., what about Pee-wee, bro? The road to redemption didn't work for Pee-wee. Because he's currently allegedly.
But
allegedly. For shooting up Wayne's tour bus.
Man, you know what, man? Wayne is a dear partner of mine, you know? And I really, when I spoke to Wee, he said he ain't do it. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Right.
If I speak to him and he say he ain't do it, it's unfortunate that I'm in the middle of it, you know what I'm saying? Just because Pee Wee like a, he damn near like a son to me.
Right.
And Wayne is, you know, like a brother to me. So I don't really know, I don't know how that one gonna fly. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's a very unfortunate situation.
As the young OG, how much do you have to intervene between situations like Thug and Wayne or whoever?
Man,
do you
I
feel
just,
like you need to make some calls, especially when you see the guns start
that's
coming
it.
Out?
That's it. I just don't want nobody to get hurt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the talking, ain't really much you can do about the talking. Mm-hmm. People gonna say what they want to say. I just don't want nobody to get hurt.
Now, what about Iggy? How's Iggy doing, man?
She's still rich.
So they be killing Iggy, man.
Why can't she withstand the pressures of the industry? She had to know what was gonna come with this.
No, I don't think so. Nobody, but think about it though. Think about how fast she grew into that position. How, like, you know, it went from 0 to 100 real quick, like Drake said. You know what I mean? Like
she blew up in a bad year.
Like that. That was, yeah.
The whole, with all the police brutality, yeah, and the Black Lives Matter, you know. They point at Iggy like she did it.
But that was no, that was no right way she could have assumed that position.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There is no. It was going to be something. If it wasn't the slip ups that she's experiencing now, it would have been something else.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? At least she don't do drugs and go to jail. You dig what I'm saying? So right now what we're dealing with, I feel like of all the things with the amount of fame and reward that have come from it, man, you got to kind of suck this up.
Do you think she can I don't even know if bounce back is the right word, but do you think she can be successful for round two?
I mean, I think that she's the determining factor of that. You know what I mean? As long as she is still passionate about making music and as long as she still gives 100% to her fans and the people who come out to see her, then I think the answer to that is absolutely.
Did she still call y'all?
Yeah, I was going to say the same. Did she speak to
her? She called just as much as she did before.
Oh, okay.
For advice or just on some, like...
I mean, we had the same types of conversation we've
gotcha.
Always had.
That means business. This is business relationship, sir.
The same type of conversation we've always had.
Gotcha.
Now, Tiny, I see Shekinah has said that she's not going to be on this season. What is your relationship like now?
We still good friends.
Still best friends?
Yeah.
Was that rougher for her, for you, to make that decision? Like, okay, you can't.
It wasn't her decision.
Did T.I. make that
it wasn't
decision.
Her decision. No, that was it.
He doesn't really care for us. I have to keep them separate.
Okay.
But, you know, she's somebody I talk to, you know, when I need, you know, she keeps me going. And
when
she's
not around me.
But y'all still have your show, right?
That
you're supposed to be, you and Shekinah.
I think somebody came.
Yeah,
I think something happened. Well, somebody came into me. I don't know
now
what
that I had
to
nothing
that.
To do with.
I don't know,
now
but
that,
you know,
I
hear all kinds of things,
it.
But I don't know. It
that
should
I had,
have become
I had
that because
to
the
do with
ratings
that.
Were great, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be. But
that's a good question. How do you deal with your wife's best friend if you don't like her?
I don't. I don't.
Because she's never going to be on
I just
your side.
Don't.
You know,
I just don't.
But no,
I just don't.
Actually, she's always on his side.
But there,
she always, you know, she tells me good stuff. She's not against him. That's the only reason why I'm able to still deal with her.
Right, you
she's
can't
not
let anybody
tell
bad about your husband.
Her. She's not against him. He just don't
I
care
just,
for her.
I just don't.
But it wasn't always like that. It seemed like y'all got along.
No love for the other side. You cross that line, you stay there.
Okay.
Period.
True
Let's
indeed.
Move on.
now, we had good old young Dro up here recently.
Yeah, oh, man. Dro. Yeah.
What was
Dro,
that about?
Dro told us some stories.
Man. Hey, man, Dro
we
got
never
the hottest
heard
song
that.
In the city right
he
now,
does,
man.
It's hard.
Yeah.
He told us some stories, but then somebody was like, that ain't actually how it went down. He said, y'all.
What's that?
He told us y'all was in rehab together.
He said you made him go
See,
to rehab.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Somebody hit me was like, T.I. was not in no damn rehab with no Dro.
Nah, this is what it was. Like, when I was on probation, a part of my probation was to go in and do like the ENA, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. the Narcotics Anonymous and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so like twice a week I used to go into these hourly meetings, right? And I'm like, you know, and I'm sitting there listening. Of course, I'm mandated to be there, not because, you know, I have a real true issue, but I'm listening to people and I'm listening, but I'm like, a lot of this sounds like Dro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, bro, you need to come in here with me one day, man. You know what I mean? And it just so happened we were ripping and running, doing some things throughout the day professionally, and I had to slip off to go over there. I'm like, well, you already with me. You might as well just come on and ride over here with me. So he sat in there with me. And
that is not how Dro told the story.
Yeah,
that's not what he told
me. He sat in there with me. And then after that, the same guy, like I told Dro, hey man, you know, you might need to go up there on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so I sent him up there, man. I sent him up there to get him.
That's
get
nice
some counseling.
That you cared and that he was receptive to that.
Yeah.
And he
played like he was going like a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He actually, yeah. I called him and everything. I got it. Yeah, I'm going. And, you know, he didn't. But, you know what I'm saying? But man, Dro is Dro.
What do you think holding Dro back? Like, he makes the hot record. Dro.
Ain't nothing keeping Dro from being, man, I feel like Dro was doing what Drake does now in 04, 05. Mm. You know what I'm saying? As far as the rapping and the singing and the, I think Dro Jet really don't want much attention outside of the city, though. Mm-hmm. Dro want to make sure his cousins, his partners, and the projects, he hit records, and they love him. But I feel like outside of that, you know, when you start talking about mainstream, you start talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, like a real, like a A-list celebrity's responsibilities, mm-hmm. I don't think he hasn't assumed that position yet. Mm-hmm. But he can. You know, he got the potential.
Now, I saw you on the first episode of Sisterhood of Hip Hop also, and you weren't on the last season at all. But you said you've known Diamond for some time, so you've been, and so has Tiny, so you've been kind of mentoring her. Did the other girls feel away?
That ain't what I said. Oh. I said that is the one who I've known the longest out of the people who are on the show. Mm-hmm. And through her relationship with Tamika, I didn't say I mentored her.
To you for some advice.
She did. It's just like any of them, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's Sia, whether it's Bia or any of them, if they need some advice on something, of course I would. You know what I mean?
Did they feel away? Like, why is he on there with Diamond and not with?
I mean, I think she called. You know, that she actually requested it. If any of them would have requested it, I sat with Sia off camera a few times. You know what I'm saying? Last season, I sat with Bia and off camera a few times last season. She just the first one to say, hey, look, I would like to actually ask you on camera a couple questions. I said, okay.
That's your show, though.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if people know that, but that's your show.
Well, it's okay. They ain't really got to know it.
Oh, okay.
It's okay, but it is.
And it was originally supposed to be for Iggy.
It was. Yeah.
All right.
Now, Tanya, are you going to be working with any more artists? I know you probably haven't worked with the OMG girls, and now they've broken up and gone their separate ways doing their solo.
Why they broke up so early?
So projects.
I mean, well, you know, they
couldn't get business
long
together,
time,
really. Mm. But my daughter's, we're working on her solo project, an EP. So that's what we're working on right now.
And to the girls' defense, you know, like they worked together for so long when they were minors, and you kind of had to deal, in order to do business with them, you had to deal with the mothers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, it wasn't the girls, it was kind of like the mothers.
A lot of people
couldn't get it. Like, all on the same page a lot of times.
But is it a breakup, or is it a we're going to do our own things and maybe come back together?
Yeah, because they still talk about, you know, maybe coming back together, because they're still really good friends. Mm-hmm. Beja and Zanika, best friends, so, you know.
Is it either one of y'all that don't want your kids to be in the industry at all?
I mean, I just want them to do what they're passionate about. I want them to follow their passion and be successful at whatever it is they love to do. Right. It don't matter what that is to me.
Yeah. Did y'all finish ATL 2 shooting that?
No, we did not.
Did y'all stop, or is it?
We did not. Yeah, we held up simply because we ran into a roadblock with some clearance issues that I can't really speak on camera. I don't want to throw nobody out, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's going to be the premise of this? Because I can't see you on skates at this point.
No, we're not going to be on no skates. We might ride by the skate rink.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We might ride by the skate rink. We might even walk in, but I would not put no skates on.
Word.
You filming a movie with Jamie Foxx now, though, right?
I am. We're about to start in a week or so called Sleepless Night.
And you in Entourage, you in Ant-Man.
Yeah.
You in Get Hard.
Right.
It ain't slow down. You working.
I'm trying to get there, man.
When did Hollywood open the door back? It's like, he let him back in now.
Nah, they ain't open yet, I don't think. You know
really?
What I'm saying? Nah. You know, they opened the doors for, you know, for Terrence Howard now. You know, now
gotcha,
the doors
gotcha,
open
gotcha,
for Taraji. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are people. Idris.
Yeah.
Those are people the doors have been open for. Mm-hmm. I am still... I got my foot blocking it, though. You know what I'm saying? I got it, you know, jammed a little bit.
Do they still consider you a liability, so to speak?
I mean, I think that, you know, they still lean on that as an excuse, but I don't think that it is a valid one
gotcha.
At this point.
When Lala was up here, she said that she's had difficulty getting roles because being a reality show star, it was hard for them to let her into Hollywood.
Are you trying to say that he's a reality show
star? No, I'm telling you what she, because she had her own show that's similar. It was about her family. So that's why she said she stopped doing her show. Do you think that has anything, does that affect you at all in any way? Because you've been getting roles nonstop.
I was acting before that, though. Mm-hmm. I don't think, I mean, not to say, and let's not compare my answer to what Lala had to say. Okay. What Lala's situation is, that's her situation. I'm not speaking on her. But for me, I don't think that this is just, I do so many things that it's just this, the reality television, acting, and all the others, it's just things that I do. Right. I don't think people try to pigeonhole me to one thing or another.
Now you mentioned Taraji. Would you have done Empire? Yeah, I would have done Empire.
Yeah, actually,
before you seen it, or if they gave you the script and said you would have had to rap and do all that?
Nah, I wouldn't have did that. Now, that's one thing I don't want to do that. I don't want to, like, play a rapper. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that. And that's the reason why I wasn't on Empire, because they called and asked me to play a rapper who gets arrested or goes to jail. Mm-hmm. I was like,
that's typecasting.
You know, yeah. Well, actually, I'm like, you know, I'm saving my biopic for myself. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to hold that off for
me. I heard you. Ain't you going to be in Rush Hour?
I was polled to be, man, for the, it was the series, the television series, but they said I was a liability.
Really?
Yeah. They said, well, actually, they ain't said. They said I was too urban or something like that.
Chris Tucker was a...
Well, listen, we're not... But see, that was a movie. They're talking about for a series, a television series, which I, you know, I think I would have killed it. And I, but congratulations to the dude who got it, man, because it's a great opportunity for him.
Well, you know, it's good to see you and Tanya together, because it was all the rumors about y'all was breaking up and y'all wasn't speaking with each other on set and all that stupid stuff.
And so it's going back and forth on social media.
Yeah, it's good to see y'all moving together now. Y'all got all that behind you.
Mm. Yeah. What do you mean? I don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, you know. I mean, don't you get into it with your old lady?
All the time.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
How about you? You get into it with your old lady?
Yes, sir.
You got a man?
I'm glad you didn't assume.
Keep playing with me.
Nah, man, I was really just asking for real. So I could ask you the same question, but I didn't want to, you know, just assume that you
had every now and then we argue. I'm not an argumentative person, though.
Okay.
What's your sign?
Capricorn. I just won't speak to you for like 2 days, and then
you won't speak to somebody for 2 days.
Yes, okay. I'll do that.
And
I don't know if that's good either, though.
Nah, that's annoying as hell.
I saw you even big up Floyd Mayweather on Instagram.
Well, I mean, I just congratulated him on a W. I ain't no hater, man. You know what I'm saying? Even if I have personal issues, you know, even if I like certain rappers, I don't like. I still dance to their records in the club. I don't like them. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean that. But I mean, with that man, you know, it's that ain't even worth continuing to perpetuate a bunch of negativity about.
Absolutely.
That's good news.
Right.
Now, I was a big person, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'd have been on Pacquiao, but like, I hope Pacquiao wins, man.
Well, you're very sensitive.
I did bet on Pacquiao.
You did bet on Pacquiao?
I did. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I did.
But... I mean, rumor tell it, you're the last person to get a clear shot on me, wasn't it?
I don't think that's right either here or there, man. You know what I mean? That's not, like I said, they were perpetuating a bunch of negativity about.
Did you see
that? I think that, you know what I'm saying, it's good that he got a W. You know, it's good for us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's good for, excuse the term, good for
where?
You know what I mean?
Did you see the meme where they got you using a whole bunch of big words?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
I know you had to laugh at some of those.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you know, some of them were funny.
There was also a rumor that you and Tiny were going to do like a talk show together. Is that still going to happen?
I ain't never even heard that one. Oh.
No, I'm it's me and Shekinah.
Okay.
Won't be on that.
It won't be like, it's going to be a different type of talk show. It won't be geared to, you know, celebrities and what's hot. It's going to be more like everyday topics, like who's your baby daddy? Who's sleeping with who? You know, that really type.
You would talk about everything. So let's say you had to talk about Caitlyn.
Yes, but see, Caitlyn, here again, we would probably have like transgenders and stuff on there.
Experts.
But Caitlyn is like today's hot topic, which is not really, unless it's something really big and maybe like something on the internet, we might channel into that. But more about everyday people's lives, you know.
I'm appalled by myself.
More like It's I don't want to
propaganda.
Tell it.
This is like propaganda central.
You know, these
people.
You know,
that Hollywood door. What you talking like that?
I'm not talking about the you know transgender or whatnot. Gotcha. But I'm talking about like just the type of news coverage that they want to.
Yeah, but these people have been on air for like 25-30 years. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. That kind of thing, and then you don't have to stay current. You can and you don't have to deal with just celebrities. Like I'm.
She's talking about general topics that people care about in life.
We can help people. We're gonna do all of that.
Gotcha. Okay, you gonna help people? Like, oh.
Yeah.
Now what about
Kool Aid, everybody?
Now, Tiny, what about the singing career now? T.I., you don't put the kibosh on that?
Hey man, T.I., why y'all keep thinking it's me, man? Listen, man.
Yeah, they know who to go to.
That woman got. Hey, look, man. That woman got an option if she want to live in the lap of luxury and not pay no bill. You know what I mean? Or she can get out there and work like the rest of everybody. You know what I'm saying?
But Tiny, you work because you do have your own shows.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously you get a nice fat check from the Family Hustle as well.
I enjoy doing some working.
You see what I mean? So get it out of me.
She
don't want to work.
T.I., I don't even think T.I. I know he put a line out there on one of the shows that we've used 100 times with our women. I need you to help me help us. That's it. Like, I don't need you to
That's
do
her job.
Else.
That's her full-time job.
Yeah, I think like that too. That's not cool.
Yeah, help me help us. I'm going to carry this load. You just make sure I stay strong enough to carry it. That's what you got to do. Right. That's if your man carrying a load. Now, if you got a man ain't doing that, then you know, you help yourself to whatever he ain't doing.
What if they got some talent going on? You want
But the thing is,
you want them to hide it and
no, you ain't
got
to hide it. You ain't got to. That's what you're supposed to do in your spare time for your hobby. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Show
hobby.
Me all your talent.
We're trying to make some money.
Yeah. Give me the hook. Right now for me.
Nah, man. I'm just saying, man. You know, you got so much other stuff going on, man. You know, you're doing good right now. Why disturb this groove?
I did enjoy watching you work with the OMG girls, and it seemed like you enjoyed doing that with the choreography and the writing and all. That does seem like her calling.
I used to.
You too.
I can still move.
She definitely could beat you. And what was that video game y'all was playing? When y'all was dancing, she could definitely.
I can still move now.
What's Messiah movie about?
Messiah, you want to talk?
I'm a character in an independent movie called Sons of the Grave. It has other cast members like Trevor Jackson from Let It Shine and you know Disney Channel. I play the character of Jermaine. He's the little brother of the older brother that he's the little brother that who gets his big brother killed because you know he doesn't keep his business correct with the
antagonist.
Antagonist of the story, RD. So my character is basically, you know, kind of chill and real mature and real quiet, you know.
So you're basically playing yourself.
Yeah, exactly. that's why I took the the opportunity.
What's that check like though?
Oh, it was real good. It was pretty good
like
for my first project, you know. I was real happy when it came in the mail.
All right, well, The Family Hustle comes on what day, what time?
That's Monday, 9:30 is on VH1.
And is the album with you and Jeezy still happening?
Man, you know what, man? Young moved to Malibu, man. Young took some time off, so now that he's back at it, I guess I'm with it whenever he is.
Gotcha.
I'm with it whenever he is, man. I think we're supposed to get together sometime, man, over the summer and try and put that together.
Word.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's T.I. Tiny, the Family Hustle.
He had to say her name like that.
I like that.
Tiny.
T.I. Tiny.
God.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.